Music has long played an important role in human culture. Every human society in all corners of the world, including the smallest, isolated tribes, has music as a part of their culture. Music is a fundamental part of human life. While most of us enjoy listening to music, there is also a scientific reason for this. It has long been known that music has an effect on the reward system within our brain. Just as a delicious meal gives us a feeling of reward, so too does music. Music engages the emotion processing region of our brain and gives us energy or helps us to relax. Our brains process music much differently than we process sounds from other sources. When listening to music, dopamine is often released into the brain. Dopamine is a chemical substance in the brain that, when released, makes us feel good. It is an integral part of the reward mechanism that makes us feel good. Although the release of dopamine is often associated with food or sex, it is also associated with music. A study, published in the journal Nature Neuroscience, found that the brain releases dopamine not only during our favorite parts of songs, but also during the buildup to the favorite parts. This finding suggests that expectation is a major part of the pleasure that we get from music. Scientists are also discovering that music helps us to exercise our brains. When we listen to music, the brain is stimulated, and scientists have found that music also stimulates the parts of the brain associated with movement, motor planning, and attention. One study found that office workers who were allowed to listen to music that they themselves had chosen were able to complete their tasks more quickly. Another study found that children who had taken music lessons did better in subjects like language, reading, and math than their non-musical classmates. During the 1990s, the positive effects of music on the brain were popularized by something known as the Mozart effect, which is a theory that proposes that listening to music composed by Mozart can make you smarter. This theory was based on a few studies that found that research subjects who listened to Mozart improved their performance of certain mental tasks. Today, however, and with all due respect to Mozart lovers, the accepted theory is that while taking music lessons as a child can help to improve brain function, there is nothing uniquely beneficial about the music of Mozart. Music is part of human life. As noted by musician and neuroscientist Daniel Levitin, whenever humans come together for any reason, music is there. We listen to music at weddings, at funerals, at graduation ceremonies, at stadium sport events, when we go out on the town, and when mothers sing their infants to sleep. Music is part of our everyday life. And now we know there is also a scientific reason for this.